This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Think something like this would happen on your own doorstep, you know, let alone just down the road. It's not something you ever think you'd have to deal with in New Zealand.
Evil in New Zealand, that is what everybody's talking about. Hey, everyone. Kate Delaney, wow, what a sad couple of days it's been, without a doubt. 50 people dead in that heinous attack. More learned about the shooter. And social media explodes in a lot of different directions. Very sad what's happened at Christchurch, the terrorist attack. So much of it was about a guy who people say they had no idea he was capable of that. How often have we listened to those comments after something unfathomable happens? And this is definitely the case. Why did he target New Zealand? Because it was a safe place, a safe haven. Wow. So much to talk about in relationship to what's happened in New Zealand and the reaction around the world and in your backyard and mine to what went on at Christchurch, and just absolutely, absolutely awful. I mean, that's where we start. Nobody doesn't feel terrible for the families who are, by the way, because so many are Muslim, waiting to bury their loved ones because of the traditions they have and how long it's taking the coroner to process all the information they need to process the bodies, basically. And that has just added to the torment over everything that's happened here. The suspect is Brenton Tarrant, and he's now fired his lawyer, says he's going to represent himself. So will he use his trial as a platform for sick, twisted, extremist views? Possibly. And that's the thought of why he's doing that. So in New Zealand, they're mourning the victims. They're burying them, waiting in some cases, like I mentioned, and now a discussion about a total ban on semi-automatic weapons has absolutely happened in New Zealand, but in other places as well. Listening to some of what the survivors had to say about the horrors of that attack just absolutely gives you the chills. I say this all the time, but when you go to a place of worship, I don't care where you worship, you should feel safe behind those doors. That's why those doors are open, no matter what religion you are. And too often now we're seeing that's absolutely the opposite of it. How long before not only are there armed guards when you go into a house of worship, but you have to have your bag searched as if you're going into a sporting arena, and you have to go through a metal detector? This may become the norm in other parts of the world, and perhaps in the United States. I know pastors are really, really concerned about it and talking about it in so many of the different denominations and the meetings that they have. So needless to say, we are all saddened by what's happened. The stories now abound as to what will go on in this trial, since he wants to represent himself. Tracing back what happened, his manifesto, how did it get to this point, did nobody see anything, and of course, immediately, that's exactly what's happening. People around him, neighbors, all of that in Australia are saying they never, ever, ever could have imagined that this man, not even 30 years old, would do such a thing. So then there comes the story about the guns. A gun shop on Monday, because it's Monday in New Zealand, acknowledged selling guns online to a 28-year-old white supremacist accused of killing the 50 people that I'm talking about in those mosque shootings, two separate mosques, if you haven't heard, that really upended the world and New Zealand. So there was a impromptu news conference, and David Tipple, who is that Gun City owner, said the store sold four guns and ammunition to Bretton Harrison Tarrant through a police-verified online mail order process. He said none of the weapons were military-style semi-automatic weapons at all. He said, we detect nothing extraordinary about this license holder, referring to him. He said the staff are upset. They're disgusted by the Friday shootings. His store, of course, has been massively criticized for leaving out a roadside advertisement that shows a parent helping children with rifle target practice because of now what's happened in the shootings. But those billboards were up there way before this, months and months before this. So 3 days after this attack, the deadliest shooting in modern history in New Zealand, relatives anxiously waiting, and then the tracing of what's going on with the guns and how did he get them and what was in his mind when he unleashed this terror on these innocent people. And it's very unsettling, of course. And members of the Muslim community and the police were at a cemetery which was fenced off and obscured with white netting. Backhoes stopped digging. Police officers said they were setting up an area inside the cemetery, and they're hoping to release all the bodies by Wednesday at the latest. The police commissioner says in that area said they were working with pathologists as fast as they could and the coroners to get it done because this is so many people. And in Christchurch, a city of 400,000 people, a very calm, peaceful place, they're struggling to make sense of this tragedy. I mean, people who have no connection to the victims are so lost, they're going to these makeshift memorials that are cropping up all over the place with candles and balloons and notes of grief and love and all that kind of stuff outside of the two mosques. There's a giant message that said, we are a nation who will never accept acts like this. We stand with the Muslim community. We'll always fight for the safety of our community. We'll always stand as one. And people were singing and praying and all of that sort of thing. There were even, because the police are trying to make sure there's no ties to anyone, police raided a couple of homes as they're investigating these shootings, trying to see if perhaps there was some other connection. But according to the manifesto and what he was doing, the reason New Zealand was chosen is because it was a peaceful place. Some place where you wouldn't expect anything like this to happen. By the way, Facebook removed 1.5 million videos of that New Zealand attack within 24 hours because there was all kinds of video that was posted. They say about 300,000 videos, and they said out of respect for the people affected by the tragedy, they were removing even the edited versions of the video. They don't want to show any graphic content whatsoever. More on Christchurch and the Boeing crash in Ethiopia on the flip side.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Born, the nurses all gathered round, they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found.
I was one of more than 30 recipients of a manifesto that was mailed out 9 minutes before the attack took place. It did not include a location. It did not include specific details. I'm advised that within 2 minutes of its receipt, in at least my office, it was conveyed directly to parliamentary security.
All right, that's Jacinda Ardern. She's the Prime Minister of New Zealand. She's talking about that creepy, creepy manifesto that was released, as you heard, right before everything happened, where it was too late to try to make sense of any of it. And the damage was already done in that mosque shooting, the first one, and then on to the second one. The manifesto we're talking about from the alleged gunman who now wants to represent himself once all of these charges come down, because 50 people have died since a few days ago when this all happened at Christchurch in New Zealand. And a 74-page manifesto on Twitter. That was one of the places it was posted. It was sent to a bunch of people, including the Prime Minister, who you just heard there. Then the rampage was live-streamed through a helmet cam on both Facebook and Twitter. I mentioned Facebook rapidly pulling everything down as fast as they could because it circulated for hours after the shooting, despite how quickly YouTube and Twitter and Facebook and Reddit tried to pull everything down. They said they were monitoring and removing any content, but they moved as fast as they could. Because, listen, he was planning this for a couple of months. He knew what he was doing as far as how he was going to stream it and how it was going to happen, and that's exactly how he executed it, just methodically like that. So while people make sense of the unsensible act, church services, candlelight vigils happened across the nation and across the world, dozens of people. that are trying to reach out to the people in New Zealand, frankly, from around the world. You know, they responded quickly because I was asked this question, too, and I thought of it. Obviously, all of us think of this. How quickly did the police respond? And the answer is they responded as quickly as they could. They arrived within 10 minutes, and then the 28-year-old was in custody within 36 minutes, and that's as quickly as they could move to get to the position that they needed to be in to, you know, to take them down. And thanks to some quick thinking others that were around him, that this is partially how he was apprehended, which is awesome. That the response was, okay, I'm going after him. We're going to do whatever we have to do to try to pull this guy down or stop him or deflect him from emptying even more bullets into people and killing them, wounding them, whatever it might be. Because you listen to what the survivors had to say. And I always say, you know, we talk about too much about the heinous perpetrator and then forget the victims. And 50 is a lot, including little babies, little kids, and women. And as you listen to what those who survived say, it's simple. They say, you know, every Friday I go to the mosque. I was looking at a statement from a 19-year-old, a student from Indonesia who's in New Zealand training to be a pilot, said, I go to the mosque, the first 5 to 10 minutes, the prayers were going on. I heard this bang, bang, bang. I thought it was an electricity overload. I sat still, did nothing. The sound kept coming. People started standing up and screaming. I realized what was happening. I saw the man in the black tactical suit. I was close to the window. It had been broken. People were trying to jump out. I got trapped under people. They were trying to get out. 20 on top of me, maybe. Then I heard someone yell, brothers, the gunman has gone. And that's when he went over to the other mosque. He said he stood up and there was blood all over the floor. Someone was screaming. People were shot and laying there dead. Then there was a 25-year-old Somalian who said his father, who was 70, was killed in the Al-Nur Mosque. He said he came home with his wife and a 9-month-old baby. They usually arrive after the services, but the baby slept late. So when, you know, a little bit later when they started the service, he said, I saw people running from the mosque. I thought there must have been a fire. Then I saw the doors were open. There was no one inside. I thought it was really weird. Then the shooter came out. I pulled over, told my friend he needed to get into the car now. Then he saw the gunman getting another gun from the car. Wow. That has got to be devastating to realize that, you know what? Because your baby was sleeping, you were a little bit later than normal, that's what happened. And I think the saddest story of all is about Mukad Ibrahim, who is described as this bright-eyed young child, and you see his face all over the place. And he was just a toddler. And his shoes were at the entrance where he left them when he came for the prayers with his father and older brother. And what happened was, he's 3 years old. He was 3 years old. It's Muhadi. He was born in New Zealand. And that family came to New Zealand because they fled fighting in their home country about 20 years ago in Somalia. And he started running toward the gunman. He didn't know. He just heard it and thought it was kind of some sort of play or something they believe. And he ran toward him because everybody scattered, and including his family because they were covered up by people, etc. I mean, what a sad, sad, terrible, terrible thing. And Christchurch, if you remember, and I was on the air because I've been doing this now for over 10 years. I was on the air when this first tragedy struck them, when 185 people were killed with that earthquake. But this is something completely different. I mean, completely different. So there are some survivors. Some of them are in critical condition. They're in the hospital, but 50 officially are dead. Here's Farhan Farhiz, who's a survivor, talking about burying the people they've lost.
And it was even difficult to even go for the funeral. I mean, so there were still speculations that we were thinking that maybe, you know, someone is watching us, someone will shoot all of us at a funeral just because we're Muslims.
Yeah, and that's the real tragedy and wrapped up in the middle of all of this, just that pure hatred. And that's part of what is coming out about why, you know, the guy's a white supremacist. He decides, I'm going to make the statement, I'm going to wear this helmet, I'm going to go into these mosques, and I'm going to just open fire and kill as many people as I can and let the world see it. And saying that he had gone to Europe and he had seen what it was like in other places, and he despised the immigration, etc., that if they're in their own place, they're fine, but not someplace else. And he released all kinds of crazy statements beforehand, and then that's when this whole thing opened up. And wow, you've got the New Zealand Prime Minister vowing for tighter gun laws, as the death toll is at 50 and probably could maybe, and hopefully not, but could be a little bit higher. And New Zealand has very few restrictions on rifles or shotguns or handguns, a little more tightly controlled, but not that much. So the death toll in the attacks takes a toll on gun rights in that country. The two mosques, Al Noor and Linwood Mosque, between the two of them, the victims range in age from 2 to over 60. And you've got, just again, the burial, the processing of it, the ultimately what will be the trial, and more that will, I'm certain, come out about what could we possibly piece together from this that would make, it's not going to make any sense, but what could you possibly piece together as to what would drive someone to be that hateful that they would do something to innocents who are just gathering to worship and are sitting ducks. And I do think that this is going to change the way people worship. Security, houses of worship are struggling with this already. All kinds of sanctuaries about what needs to be done. It may be that there's more people planted in churches, mosques, wherever, where they frankly have legal guns and they're ready to aim and fire should anything horrific happen, even though it may be incredibly unlikely. In the meantime, the Max, the Boeing Super Max 8, what is the tie between the two planes that went down? New information from that Ethiopian crash. We're going to talk about that on the flip side, including jumping into the mailbag. Meet you on the other side.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The world is reacting to the death of 50 people in two mass shootings in New Zealand. In a manifesto, the suspect in the New Zealand shootings wrote, "President Trump is a symbol of renewed white identity. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar on CNN.
His rhetoric doesn't help. And many of these people, whether it was the person who tried to bomb Barack Obama or this murderer in New Zealand, have cited Donald Trump along the way. At the very least, he is dividing people. They are using him as an excuse.
White House Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney defended the president on CBS's Face the Nation.
It frustrates me, just as a citizen, that every time something goes wrong around the world now, not just in our country, somehow the president of the United States must be responsible. And that's absurd, and it doesn't help contribute to the dialogue that's necessary to fix these problems.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round, round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Pig in the mailbag.
Yeah, let's dig in the mailbag. A lot of thoughts about New Zealand and what happened there and some of the heroes that really saved the day, so to speak, where more people also could have been victimized in that horrific attack. Facebook removing the videos. You had some thoughts on that. And, of course, I mentioned the Ethiopia and what the similarities were from that flight to the Lion Air crash in Indonesia back in October. And a couple of you had thoughts on that, too. So I'm going to go to those first because I've been talking about this story quickly. This one is from Tom and also from Barry. I'll go to Barry's because they both had kind of a similar thing. And Barry said, hey, Kate, I like the show. I've been listening to it about maybe 6 months or so. Seriously, a lot of times I can't catch it live. If I can't, then I listen to it through TuneIn. I heard you mention that, so thanks for the heads up there. Ethiopia and that crash, now they're saying similarities. I'm a huge plane nut and very sad to hear what's happened with this Super Max because it has so much potential. I think that this Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft, I think that what it is it's a flaw in some of the software. But anyway, there was definitely similarities between that crash where 157 people were killed about a week ago or so, and then that Lion Air crash in Indonesia. They have the black boxes. They've confirmed some of what's happened, it seems, that there are comparable paths. That's why the president ordered them to be grounded in the United States. The Lion Air flight plunged into the sea a few minutes after leaving Jakarta, and it killed all 189 on board there. And in Ethiopia, the guy was panicking. The pilot tried to come back around. Boom, they were down within 3 minutes. And it looks like the jet was rocking back and forth. And I've seen a couple of different graphs where that's been illustrated. So personally, I believe it is a software program problem. And they're talking about that. They're talking about, you know, you've got the National Transportation Safety Board people there. They're looking at the debris. They're piecing this together. And the problems that they encountered, both pilots, shortly after taking off and then trying to return to the airport, the nosedive before making it back, is where it's significant and it's very similar, like eerily similar. That's why the grounding of the 737 MAX 8, and that actually MAX 9, they got to fix it because they can't put them up in the air. And in the meantime, I mean, Boeing has this. There's been so much promise about this particular plane, but if there is some kind of flaw in it and it's not taken care of, obviously they can't put them back in the air. Because that's too soon. That's too many people that lost lives as a result of that. By the way, if you want to join in the conversation about any of this, of course, talking about the horrific tragedy in New Zealand, you certainly can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or flip me an email, katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact, and that's how you can do that. I think we've got Tim listening to us in Shreveport, Louisiana. Let's go to him. He's been waiting here a little bit. Hey, Tim.
Thank you for taking my call. There is no reason that you could blame Trump, whether you voted for the man or not. Trump, like all presidents, you know, has to be, you know, looked upon and, you know, he has to be watched. But Trump did not cause any of these things that happened over there in New Zealand. The guy had actually said something, if you would have seen what he originally had said, who caused this tragedy. He said that he praised Trump for one thing, but then he condemned Trump for something else, and he said something, you know, disregarding Trump on the right hand, and so he more or less took Trump and dished him. Now, this is kind of, like I said, the deep state is just, and the news media are mentally ill just because Trump worked real hard and won the presidency. If anybody should be investigated, Hillary should be investigated. She left her server unprotected on purpose. She had national security information on there. I'm tell you real quickly what she gave away. She gave away the specifications to our two stealth fighters, the F-22 Raptor and the F-35 Lightning. The Chinese and the Russians were working on their own version of the stealth fighter. The Russians have something called the T-50 that looks nearly identical to our F-22 Raptor. And in popular science, they showed the Chinese have a new stealth fighter called the J-36. It's nearly identical to our F-35 Lightning, except they just changed the tail fins to offer it to resemble the F-22 Raptor to make it a little bit more stealthy. Hillary's the one that needs to be investigated. Trump, I give him about a B+. There are social issues. There's a couple of things socially I don't care about him on. But as far as running the government, I hate to say this, he's probably been the best all-around president since Ronald Reagan. I disagree with Democrats and Republicans equally, but honestly and truthfully, and to be totally frank with you, we've had failures on both Bush's, Clinton, and Obama, and Trump just, you know, instead of being a politician, he is trying to run the country like a businessman. Whether he saves the country or not, that's for up to debate. But he's actually having to fight both Republicans and the Democrats doing what's right.
Wow, Tim, a lot to respond to there. Thanks for the phone call. I love that you said equally. You're not on either side when it comes to where am I sitting in this church, because there's problems with both. You hear me say that all the time. That's why I say I feel like I'm the voice of reason. Okay, a couple of things there. One, no reason to go back into the Hillary files. She's not running again. She lost all of that. But you know, obviously, that the emails were the downfall, part of the downfall of Hillary. And frankly, I think Huma Abedin, who was her loyal friend and was married to the congressman Anthony Weiner, who you know all about him from New York, that just dragged that whole ship down. I think that was the fatal flaw. And of course, the email situation was dumb. I mean, there was no reason to have that on a private server, absolutely. And because, frankly, if I were running that campaign, if I were in the Huma Abedin role, I would have never allowed that to happen, no matter how obstinate the people around me were, including the boss. I would have said no way, because we already saw that bubble up with other people. Why even be in that situation? As for the ramblings of the madman, the maniac, the psychopath that destroyed lives, he's a nut. He's crazed. He wanted his 5 seconds of fame or whatever he wanted. And we can label him, of course. He said he was a white supremacist, all of that. But listen, he is the one who opened fire. He opened fire. He's the one that destroyed all those innocent lives. How do you shoot a bright-eyed young child who's 14 months? What kind of sick nonsense is going through your head that you would do that? And the rambling manifesto was just part of his ploy, part of what he set up and wanted for people to read. He wanted people to know him. I mean, 74 pages? And what does the Australian Prime Minister say, Scott Morrison, who read it? Says it's a work of hate. Complete hate. And as to the Trump mentioned, he said Trump was a symbol of renewed white identity and common purpose. And then he did walk some of that back in later parts of the manifesto. Listen, they need to nail this guy to the wall. I mean, there's just no question about it. And that's what's going to happen here. I mean, they got him cold. Whatever the evidence is, we know it's all over the place. I mean, this is, you know, what are you going to say to this? It was a horrible massacre. It's outrageous. It's innocent people who senselessly die and others injured. And of course we stand by those people. Of course we're pulling for those people. Of course we're condemning the attack in Christchurch. And, you know, we can say the line that people now say you shouldn't say, our thoughts and prayers are with the victims and their families. There's nothing, I mean, listen, what they're going to have to walk through is hell on earth. If you have a child, a friend, a neighbor, anyone close to you at all, and you're sitting next to them in some pew somewhere, whatever the religion is, and then this happens, and maybe you're the one that gets out, but you're trampled on and you barely get out, and you don't even know if the people around you, as you tried to grab them, if they made it through, then there's that whole survivor guilt thing, all of that. And this guy was such a psychopath, he live streams the rampage on social media, which I described at the top. That's what he did. So he puts a camera on his head to do that. He does that on purpose. Oh. And, you know, obviously, he parks his car, gets out, opens fire, gets in there, boom, fires dozens of bullets at people trying to run away or lying down in huddled groups in corners of the room. You know, more and more, I think what's going to happen also is people are going to have survivor training. What do you do? How do you look around? We've had people talk about that on this show. Wow. Stay with us.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but they'll never get inside.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, we're moving on to something that may bring you some joy, and boy oh boy, it's tough to move off of New Zealand, but we're going to get into the man cave here in a second and talk about an Irish golfer who on St. Patrick's Day wins a huge tournament. And also, speaking of tournaments, the March Madness tournament is upon us. There are some that are out and some that made it in. The Temple basketball team in Philadelphia, Arizona State, St. John's, they all made it in to the big dance. So did Belmont. And the Belmont coach was pretty emotional after being elected into the tournament. So people who don't even care about college basketball are talking about March Madness to fill out the brackets and see how they do. With that, let's go to the man cave.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Going to the man cave.
Oh. All right, so we in the man cave. And in the man cave, we would be talking about a couple of things, including, hey, it was St. Patrick's Day. So I was out in a tulip field for part of the day, living my semi-normal life. And I was also then later watching the highlights of Rory McIlroy taking the Players' Championship. He had an incredible back nine to win his first Players' Championship. That's a big one for Rory. That's a big, big major. Here's what he had to say.
It means a lot. You know, I knew today was going to be difficult just by looking at the forecast. But the good thing is it wasn't just difficult for me. It was difficult for everyone else.
It was difficult. It was because of the weather conditions. But if someone was going to be able to tame it, it was going to be Rory McIlroy. So a couple of near misses, and it came down to a score of 16 under to win this thing. Jim Furyk, the American, one stroke behind. And for Rory McIlroy, it is a $2.3 million payday. Wow. So he held off Furyk to win that. Very, very, very big, needless to say. All right, the tournament is here. And what does that mean? Like I said, people who normally don't care about college hoop, suddenly they do. Suddenly they're wrapped up into it. At least just to fill up the stupid brackets, right? Come on, you can be honest about it. That's what happens. I like college basketball, but I'm not watching it all year long. And it's the truth. You get closer to the tournament, and that's when you pay attention to it, unless you are just a huge, phenomenal fan of the sport. You know, then, of course, and there's a team that you root for that's in your neck of the woods. That's what happens. So people in North Carolina are crazy about basketball. Duke is the number one overall seed in this year's NCAA men's basketball tournament. The selection committee also gave top seeds to other ACC teams like Virginia and North Carolina. Gonzaga also gets a top seed. So how about that? That is big. I mentioned the schools that narrowly got in, like Belmont and Temple. They were the last at-large teams included in the 68-team bracket. They will play in the first four on Tuesday and Wednesday in Dayton, Ohio, before the tournament begins on Thursday, because that's officially when all of that rolls out. Isn't it interesting? I'm going to go through a couple of other seeds, too, but then you got to point this out when you look at, you know, the wrapping up of, so Temple will play Belmont, and Prairie View A&M will play Fairleigh Dickinson. That's on Tuesday. But when you look at the wrap up of the season for some, and then how things finished, you know, Cincinnati beat Houston, Auburn beat Tennessee 84-64, Michigan State in the Big Ten tournament knocked off Michigan 65-60. By the way, that Cincinnati win for the American Athletic Conference, 69-57. Wow. Crazy the way things finished up. And Saturday it was the same thing. There was a full slate of action. Duke beat Florida State 73-63 at the ACC men's tournament final. And here's what Coach K had to say about winning yet another tournament.
Yeah, incredible performance by our team against, you know, I mean, North Carolina's as good as anybody. And they're playing great basketball, and we actually played outstanding defense against them, especially in the second half. They're the most difficult offensive team to defend. And our guys, our bench came through.
Yeah, so isn't that interesting? Because the day before, that's what happened in the semifinals. Duke beat North Carolina 74-73. That was the game to watch. Zion Williamson, the Duke forward, 31 points. Amazing. And you look at what the odds are of who's going to cut down the nets and be the championship team on April 8th. I was just looking at some of the odds. Virginia, 32%. Gonzaga, 23% to win. Duke, 15% to win. Wow. Isn't that interesting? So it might not be interesting to you other than the fact that you've got to fill out some brackets, because I think everybody gets into this whole bracket mania depending on what office you work in, or even if you don't work in an office, it's kind of that bragging rights thing. In the man cave, we'd be talking about this. Who are you picking in the first round? What does it look like to you? And, of course, later in the week, I'll give you some of my picks just for fun if you want them, because, of course, I'm going to be in a couple of different pools. And for me, it's more about trying to get bragging rights than anything else. In the NFL, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Fitzmagic, is headed. This is a lucky day for him. He's headed to Miami to replace Ryan Tannehill. I don't know, is that a good thing or a bad thing or a who knows thing? It's good for him because he gets to be the quarterback if he can hold on to it. You know, if he can hold on to that mantle, I think he can. Maybe this will be the right place for him. Who knows? There's been some really wild moves in, I shouldn't say wild moves. Look, you know what? We're a capitalist society. I agree with that. And in the NFL, it's all about that, baby. Who's got the bucks and who's going to get the players? And, you know, that's kind of the way it is. It didn't used to be that way, but that's how it is because of the salary cap. So pretty interesting. And the Dolphins traded Tannehill to the Titans. So that's where he ends up, if you're curious about that. And there was a bunch of other interesting moves that have happened in the last couple of weeks. Some of them, you know, you have players that really like where they are, but it's just what happens. The Dallas Cowboys lost Cole Beasley to the Buffalo Bills in free agency because, of course, he's going to get way more money to play for the Bills, and he loved playing for the Cowboys, but they weren't going to be able to pay him what the Bills could pay him, and that's kind of the way things shake out. Who needs the position? Who has the money to pay for that position? You know, etc. And who's willing to take less, maybe to stay on a roster if it's at the tail end of their career and it's really not about the money? Then it's a whole different ball game as to what we're talking about. But, boy, the moves have been fast and furious lately. And I think the Fitzpatrick deal could be a good one for him. You know, it's an $11 million contract. It's got incentives. And if he really does well, I mean, that contract could, in the end, be worth $20 million. But I think the key is he gets the chance to start to be the guy and see what he can do with a retooled Dolphins team. Might not be so easy. It's been fun in the man cave. I've got brackets to fill out. Don't worry, we'll talk about it later in the week. And thank you for listening to this version of the show. Kate Delaney, make it count, everybody.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222.